AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Leading the way in Oscar nominations is a narco musical about trans identity.
Amelia Perez.
Perezo. Mingo.
The Spanish-language French-made film dominated the nominations with a leading 13, including Best Picture and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon, making her the first openly trans actor ever nominated for an Oscar. Close but not far behind in nominations is another musical.
Wicked.
Fellow Aussians. The Wicked Witch of the West is dead.
Wicked has 10 nominations. The announcement was originally planned last week, but wildfires burning through the Pacific Palisades, Altadena, and other areas around L.A. led to the Motion Picture Academy extending its voting window and twice postponed the nominations announcement. Fresh fires outside Los Angeles continue today. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment hit a three-year high. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The Labor Department says the number rose last week to 1.9 million, the most since November 2021. The hike suggests some getting those benefits are finding it harder to get a new job, which in turn could mean worker demand is slowing, even as the economy remains strong. Still, jobs remain plentiful. Employers added 256,000 last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.1%. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five people were treated following a stabbing this morning in South London. Police say a man was arrested following the stabbing in Croydon, which British media reports say happened near a supermarket. Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and Saquon Barkley are the finalists for the AP 2024 NFL Most Valuable Player and Offensive Player of the Year Awards. Josh Allen and Jared Goff are also MVP finalists. Early going on Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is higher. This is AP News. A sunfish that got sick after an aquarium closed has recovered. Here's the AP's Karen Shamus.
A solitary sunfish at an aquarium in Japan lost its appetite, began banging into the side of the fish tank, and appeared unwell days after the facility closed last month for renovations. As a last-ditch measure to save the popular fish, its keepers hung their uniforms and set up human cutouts outside the tank. The next morning, the sunfish ate for the first time in about a week and has been steadily recovering, according to the Keikyokan Aquarium in southwestern Japan. Moe Miyazawa, a staff member in charge of the sunfish, told the AP, "The sunfish stopped eating jellyfish since it fell sick. We tried the day after we attached the uniforms on the tank, then it ate the jellyfish, which was a pleasant surprise." Staff say they think the sunfish was affected by the sudden absence of an audience. I'm Karen Shamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.